Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod for his monthly visit, the mayor of the city of Batesville, John Eargang. Good morning to you, Mr. Mayor.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me again this morning. I guess I'm doing okay. You bring me back every month.
Yeah. I'd say you've passed the audition. So.
Thank you.
No problem. And, of course, Monday night had the Board of Works meeting, just the one agenda item, and this was a new business, and it was a road closure request.
Yes, as you're well aware, we get a lot of those every month. We just had the one this month. I think it was for the Bulldog Chase. It's not occurring till August. So we were pretty light on the Board of Works agenda. We obviously approved their request. Again, that won't be happening until August, but they're good to go.
And speaking of, with your years on the Board of Works, when you were on council and did you ever have a time when you turned down a request for a road closure or anything like that that you can remember?
My memory is not as good as it used to be, but honestly, I don't know that we ever turned one down. There may have been a time or two that we had to ask for, you know, maybe a little bit of a route change or something to that effect, but, you know, we try to be accommodating, you know, their community events, and we do the best we can. I don't ever recall flat turning one down.
Okay. All right. Didn't mean to throw a curveball at you, but yeah.
It's good. Fair enough.
All right. All right. So that was just the one item was the Bulldog Chase. That'll be August 10th, Bulldog Chase 5K. And moving on to the city council meeting, this was something that's been talked about for the last several months and then brought up again on Monday night. This was the amendment to the existing animal ordinance.
Yes, obviously that's been talked about for several months. And a month ago, some folks were there present at the meeting again. And, you know, council, I think, had expressed, you know, their conversations with, you know, constituents and so forth. And they felt it was best to make it clear that we were prohibiting poultry, chickens, you know, turkeys, ducks in the animal ordinance. As city attorney Blaine Timonera mentioned, you know, we felt the ordinance already did that, but, and I think he referred to this as a clarifying amendment. We added specific language again to make it clear, make it understood that poultry is prohibited in the ordinance. And we had the first reading. Second reading will be next month.
And then again, these are poultry animals, ducks and chickens and so forth in residences within the city limits.
Correct. I was reading through it, you know, it turkeys, ducks, geese, you know, the whole gamut. He added lots of different types of birds. Mm-hmm. So yes, that's what that ordinance is intended to accomplish.
All right. And then, that again, passed on the first reading as the mayor mentioned, and something that moving into a new business. This was something that was discussed on the news yesterday. This was Trinity Guardians tax abatement.
Correct. Trinity Guardian is a business affiliated with Bruce Rippey over in the Ron Weber building. And they have been working there doing some production manufacturing type stuff for a couple of years. And they have an opportunity to improve that and expand it. And they were adding some equipment. I want to say around $450,000 worth of equipment that would enable them to kind of step that up. Last month at the economic development group meeting, EDC agreed to the abatement and recommended to council that we approve the abatement. And obviously came up and council did approve the abatement. It's just a 5-year abatement. It's on personal property. I think Kevin Campbell, who is our EDC president, he presented last night. I think he indicated, you know, it's a little different than some of the other abatements based on the size. So, but yes, council approved that abatement. You know, potentially will add up to 35 jobs in the community over the next 3 years. So I think the general feeling was it was worth the effort.
All right. So that one passed. And also passing on Monday night, the annexation of the Jobst family farm.
Actually, it's the Jobst family farm lane. I noticed that on the agenda, and I think I pointed that out, that it was just the lane. This happens to be where the hospital has acquired property for their development of the new hospital. And obviously, the property on both sides of the lane is in city limits, and it goes through their projected development. So we needed to get that annexed into the city to help them move forward on their project. So that was approved.
Okay, and that was a 0.05 acres, roughly, is that?
Yeah, I think it was 0.0495 or 049 something. Or it's a very small parcel. It's basically a driveway that's, I want to say, 16 feet wide, and then whatever that length would have to be to compute out to 0.049. So it's a pretty small parcel, but it kind of splits that property. And again, we needed to get it inside our city limits so they could move forward with their development.
All right. So with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out, and we'll continue our conversation with Batesville Mayor John Eargang as we take a look back at Monday night's city council meeting right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our monthly chat with Batesville Mayor John Eargang. And Mr. Mayor, in the Mayor's Report, plenty of updates as far as some of the ongoing projects are concerned, and also some things for folks to look ahead toward.
Yeah, it, obviously, since I've been mayor, it was my most extensive comments or project updates. We obviously, people downtown are well aware of the water main project going on Pearl and George Streets and Vine and Elm. I think we've talked about it pretty much every month. As I mentioned, there obviously the final paving still needs to be done, and there's still quite a bit of concrete work. They're still doing concrete work over on West Pearl, and then there will be concrete work to be done on George as well. So the paving won't really occur till the concrete work is done. And I think people have probably already noticed there's quite a bit of sidewalk and curb being done. And it's, you know, something that's needed to be done for a long time, and hoping it will be done sooner than it is. But as far as the schedule that their contract allowed, they're well within their time frame to complete the project. So hopefully it'll be more in the summer than toward the substantial completion date, which I think is August 30th, but on that project. And then again, we've got a small project on Sycamore Street and South Park. South Park, that involves from Park Place down to the entrance of the Girl Scouts. If you've ever been down there, it's very narrow down there. It wasn't really up to the standards of a city street. So that also involved having Duke Energy come in and move some electrical utility poles. And but that project will be done. I think substantial completion for that is, or maybe final completion for that project is July 30th. That will involve paving on Sycamore. There was already some concrete work done. And then just recently, the water utility started another water main replacement project on Maplewood. For people who aren't familiar, Maplewood's the kind of diagonal street that runs along the side of the fire department. It runs from Henry Street to Catherine, and then this project will also go from Catherine to Main. And our water department is doing this work on their own. We've got a lot of old water mains still in the ground in town, and they've been diligently upgrading the system, you know, doing what we can on a regular basis. There will be paving and concrete work that goes along with that project, but unfortunately that part of it doesn't come in until next year. I believe that may have been part of a community crossings project. I think those were the big project updates that we had.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then, of course, also had some things to passed along some praise to the Kiwanis and also the Main Street organization for their events this past weekend.
Yeah, I did. Personally, I didn't get to partake in a lot of those. However, it was exciting for me to see the volume of people walking downtown on particularly on Friday evening. Main Street had an event in conjunction with their Mainopoly. It was a pub crawl or a bar crawl. So there were people walking from pub to pub, and then they had to stop along at other locations. I wasn't really involved in that project, but, you know, they had to either get a picture taken with something or identify something. And, you know, so there were just a lot of people, and it was a great night for the carnival that night. So there was a crowd there. There was a lot of people in town, and it was really nice to see that, because actually that's kind of why I came to be where I am. You know, I really want to activate our downtown. So that was great to see. I think people had a good time. And obviously the Kiwanis bring their carnival here every year. They seem to bring rain with it, but we did have some nice weather intermixed. And that was my hats off to them. I thank them. Thank Main Street for helping create that activity. And I think I mentioned too the Beautification League, because, you know, I walk around town a lot, and, you know, I know that they've been out planting flowers and, you know, cleaning up their, all the beds around and just making things look nice. So that helps too.
Indeed. And of course, also some, upcoming events, the Memorial Pool's opening here pretty soon.
The pool actually opens, Memorial Day, and it is open, from 12 to 6 that day. And then I think, I wanted to make sure people knew that they could buy pre-sale passes, you know, on March 22nd from 1 to 4. I'm sorry, May 22nd from 1 to 4 and May 24th, from 9 a.m. to 1. And I believe that's at the pool. So, you know, it's getting to be that time of year. Pool will be opening. You know, our pool does a great job. I think we've been even busier over the last year or so, because Greensburg Pool is defunct at the moment, and they're trying to work out, you know, getting that rebuilt. So I think we get a good number of people come visit us from Greensburg. So that's nice that we can be there for them. And it's nice for us, because it's a little more revenue in the till. So.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And coming up July 5th, the Hillcrest Fireworks.
Yes. Actually, I was first approached about that probably last year before I became mayor. Someone knew I was running, and they were kind of alerting me, hey, we're thinking about having these fireworks. You know, they did it for a number of years, and they're going to bring that event back. It's going to occur on July 5th. And the city is partnering with them on that. And so, I mean, they're well on their way with their plans for down there. I think they really want to make it a community event. And we actually met with Seth Shields. He's the president of Hillcrest. Seth and Angela Linville, our community development director, and myself met last week one day in my office and, you know, talked about the event and, you know, ways that we can help, ways we can maybe enhance that. So, I'm not sure what all the additional events will be yet. We're kind of working that out in our minds, but, you know, I did ask anyone who wanted to help volunteer, if anybody had any ideas, to contact Angela. I know, like, my wife has commented, you know, that for years she said, you know, we don't have any parades anymore. And I agree, we don't. I mean, when growing up here, you know, there was a parade on Memorial Day, you know, there was a parade on 4th of July, there was a Fireman's Festival parade, you know, the homecoming parade. I mean, the holiday parade, you know, there were at least five of them. And, you know, it seems like now it's the holiday parade. Mm-hmm. So we want to kind of bring that back. So we're kind of working on that idea right now to possibly have a parade. And it may be nothing more than, you know, letting kids ride their bikes or, you know, pull your wagon with your kids. We don't know yet, but we want to get something established again.
All right. As they say, stay tuned.
Right.
All right. Very good. Anything else, Mr. Mayor, before we go?
I will repeat the one last thing. You know, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. You know, I think that's something that we all need to be aware of. I mean, our Drug Free Coalition, I think they do more than just talk about drug use and abuse. I guess all that comes back to mental health. So want to remind people that that's this month. And if you have a chance to just think about it, we probably all know someone who has suffered from some mental health issue, and, you know, try to keep them top of mind and do what we can to help them.
All right. Very good. Well, Batesville Mayor John Ehrgang, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for coming in. Stay well. And we'll talk to you again next month.
Thanks, Tom. We'll see you in about 30 days.